To start us off and get into the spirit of Holden Village, we have Misty, Polly, and Sally doing Holden Cheers.
Holden Village is number one. The recreation has just begun. The rich museum, step aside. Holden Village takes all the time. Water, cola, milk, cola, royal bread. You gotta eat the food, drink the tea, gulp it down. My name is Misty Chick. I'm in the spirit chick. I like to write check, so check me out.
This is the 12 days of Waitry. This is the 12 days of Waitry. They all happen today.
Okay.
There's plenty of openings for volunteer staff at Holden Village now.
Have a volunteer audience.
Next we have Clip Go the Shears by Ryan Patterson. Next up is Cole Pennings on the piano.
Kale.
There he is. Okay.
Take it, Kale.
Wes, I have to ask these people, how many of you have seen us before? Why do you come back?
Wes.
Somebody came up to me today and asked me where this road out here goes to.
Doesn't go any place. It stays right there. Knee slapper.
I understand these big orange things on the other side of the creek are named after a famous Chinaman.
Yes, his name was Tay Ling.
Wes, I understand during the mining days there was a terrible accident in the mine.
That's right.
What happened?
Oh, they dropped a piano down a mine shaft and got an A-flat minor.
Okay, we have a song by Steve, Gary, Dave, and Jeff. changing gears. We have a song sung by Katie Patterson called Five Green and Speckled Frogs. Want me to hold it for you?
Okay. Five green and speckled frog sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bug. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it is nice and cool. Then there were four green speckled frogs. Clump. Four green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it is nice and cool. And there were four green, three green speckled frogs. Clump. Three green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it is nice and cool. And there were two green speckled frogs. Plump. Two green speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it is nice and cool. And there were one green speckled frog. Plump. One green speckled frog sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool where it is nice and cool. And there were nine green speckled frogs. Glump.
I was an actor once, but I broke my arm and they put me in the cast.
Come on, let's tell something really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Give them something funny.
Did you hear the pine trees singing this morning?
Yes, they had a high
pitch.
Yeah, pitch.
Did you hear the pine tree singing this morning?
Yes. High pitch.
You know, I asked the drivers the other day to get me some of that wooden jelly.
Yes, it comes from log jams.
I understand this railroad creek here is a very tired creek.
Yes, it's laying in its bed.
It's a very rich creek, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's got two banks.
I think we better leave. We better go.
Next, we have a dedication by Eldon Bryant.
Well, tonight is like a lot of us. It's a time we're sort of grandfathers, grandmothers, and each to our own, and each. And the thing that I have to offer tonight in my presentation is kind of dedicated to something a little different for a minute. There's quite a challenge before us, and what's happening? Not just this rainstorm around us, how long is it going to be, but the whole climate and what's happening with our Earth. and with our atmosphere, our whole environment, you know, the nature and all of us as human beings. So my dedication tonight is to this kind of thing, which is a very big challenge before us. And that's why I'm up here for a week to discuss these things. And the other part of my dedication is to Will and Theresa Hertzfeld, particularly tonight, and everybody that helped make the whole evening. So what I'm going to do is poets and musicians' view of their people and their country and from two cultures. I hear America singing, the poems from Walt Whitman, and music by George Kleinsinger and this cantata in the late 1930s. Come, I will make this continent indissoluble. I will make the most splendid people the sun ever shone upon. I will make a divine magnetic lens with a lifelong love of comrades. I will plant companionship thick as trees along the rivers of America and along the shores of the Great Lakes and all over the prairies. I will make inseparable cities with their arms about each other's necks by the strong love of comrades. For you, these from me, O democracy, to serve my love. For you, for you, I am singing these songs, these songs. Don't clap. The other culture, the Yellow River Cantata, the greatest piece of music that's come out of China since the 40s. That's an invocation in the middle. And from their culture, it reads, friends, the river itself is heroic. It flows untamed through the broad lands of Asia. It symbolizes the spirit of our people, great and wide. Let us salute the Yellow River. I stand on the mountain top, watching the Yellow River roll to the south and the east. Stormy waters foaming, raising waves like mountains, angry waves, the majestic course, like a sinuous dragon lapping the great Kunlun Mountains. Rushing to the Yellow Sea, cuts our China in two great parts. You're the cradle of our people, 5,000 years of ancient culture draw their food from you. wicked deeds have had their scene. Along your austere banks, O Yellow River, you are great and strong. You're great and strong, like a giant appearing in Asia. Your body forming a great rampart for our people's defense.
Straight from Chalet Hill, it's a Beauty Shop Trio.
I have to introduce it. This song is called Ferdinand the Bull from the Walt Disney production Ferdinand the Bull. How is that?
Oh, there once lived a bull, a magnificent bull, in a pasture near old Barcelona. He would romp and he'd play through the flowers all day till he smelled just like eau de cologne. He was gentle and kind, and his moo was refined, which the rest of the bulls all resented. For when he'd start to moo in a moment or two, he'd have all the cows discontented. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the bull with the delicate ego. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the heifers all called him amigo. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he curtsy and greet them politely. Now he knew how to tango and dance the fandango, but he never learned to fight. Oh, there once was a bee, a magnificent bee, who was feeling so chock full of vigor that he got out of hand and he stung Ferdinand with a sharp little thing of a jigger. Ferdinand was so hurt he was pawing the dirt when a bull picador chanced to sight him. Oh, the picador cried, as a matter of pride, I'll get my stiletto and fight him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he smiled when the picador faced him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he winked and the picador chased him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he viewed the occasion so lightly. When the picador missed him, why, Ferdinand kissed him, for he never learned to fight.
I don't know anything about this song. It's by Neil Young, called After the Gold Rush.
And we don't know what it means.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
Wesley, yeah. did you see the electricity go out this afternoon for a while?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's because there was an accident up at the hydro plant. Bob Edwards, our hydro man, he backed into the generator.
Yes.
You know what happened?
He got a little behind in his work.
Speaking of backing into things, did you hear about the woman that backed into the fan?
Yes, it was total disaster.
Let's get out of here.
It's time for Star Wars on the Piano by Court. As you know, hunger issues are very much a concern of Holden Village. This song by Ruby Rhode, accompanied by Mary Esperlin, deals with another aspect of hunger, of the hunger issue, which is seldom addressed. Props are courtesy of the costume room and Jenny Edwards. Here's Ruby singing an arrangement in the style of George Frederick Handel, Old Mother Hubbard.
Thank you.
Next is Martha and Kara singing Kara singing Friends.
Okay, test. All right. Okay, some of you might remember us from last year. We did the exact same thing at the exact same time. But for those of you who don't, we might as well explain. We met here 6 years ago? 6 years ago now, or five? 5 years ago here. And at instant meeting, we became friends, and we spent all of our living, breathing time together up here for a solid week. I mean, we did everything. My parents like to say we even went to the bathroom together. I mean, everything. And this song kind of symbolizes our friendship and, you know, the Christianity involved up at Holden Village.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. Can't believe the hopes He's granted means the chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. With the faith and love God's given,
springing from the hope we know. We will pray the joy you live in is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's a Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. No, a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
Mike and Kirk are going to do a song for us by one of the lesser known Bachs, maybe, P.D.Q. Bach.
This is a number called Please Kind Sir.
Please, kind sir, that portrait I see, if that's your daughter, present her to me. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well, it can be arranged, if you please. Sit you down, make herself at home while she's up dressing. She'll be down in a jiffy. She's up dressing. She'll be down in a jiffy.
Jiffy, jiffy, jiffy.
Very well,
fine, sir,
it can be arranged.
That portrait I see.
If
that's
down,
your daughter, present her to me.
She look up her dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy.
Look up her dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy.
Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships.
Very well,
kind
it can be arranged, if you please.
Sit
you
down,
your make yourself at home,
while
she
look up her dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy. Look up her dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy.
Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships.
Very well.
Yes. Yes. That's getting tall for you.
Yes.
Or you're getting shorter.
Oh, yes. Growing out.
Yes, I understand you used to have an hourglass figure.
Yes, but the sands of time have shifted.
You're very patriotic here on the 4th of July.
Yes, indeed. I sent my food to the front. Oh. Battle of the Bulge.
Oh. Well, this is the last time they're letting us up here.
Yes, yes.
So we better be real quickly. We better be biblical.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I understand in the Bible that automobiles are mentioned.
Yes, and Adam and Eve were driven out in a fury.
How about motorcycles? Are they mentioned in the Bible?
Yes, and Joshua's triumph was heard throughout the land.
And last but not least, the age-old question. Does the Bible answer the question, which stretches further, skin or rubber?
Moses hitched his thing to a tree and walked 10 miles. His seat, I meant.
Next up is Kendra playing Cool Caboose. Next is the act you've all been waiting for, the West and the Dead and Dying Soldier.
Yes, another. Yes. Another evening with the Dead and Dying Soldier, yes. Florence Nightingale. You all remember Florence. She went to the Crimea and was a crime too. And she stayed there and tended to the weary, bloody, dead, and dying soldiers. Tonight I will portray both Florence and the dying soldier.
Oh, excuse tell your mother?
Next we have the Barbershop Quartet, Miniota Plus Two.
Wait a second, I gotta tell this great Norwegian joke I heard today. Did you hear the one about Sven and Oli?
Bill. Wait a minute. You can't tell an ethnic joke like that up here at the village.
Why not?
Well, there might be some Norwegians in the audience. And somebody's likely to be offended. Can't you think of some other one of your jokes to tell?
What should I do?
Well, what about the one about the dinosaurs? Why don't you tell that one? Okay?
Okay, there was these two dinosaurs, Sven and Oli. I won't tell you any jokes, I promise. But I do want to introduce our group here. We call ourselves Miniota Plus Two. There's a reason for that. I happen to be Bill, the brother. This happens to be Art, the father of the infamous Maggie of the bookstore, who, of course, is from Miniota. Yay! And this is Mike and Bob, who are acquaintances of Margaret, and they only wish they were from Miniota.
We're doing this number tonight in honor of a staff member who will be leaving soon.
As a blackbird in the spring, near the river's flow, sad and pike I heard him sing, sing of Mary. Came along with thee.
This is it. Last thing that's scheduled of the day. Last deal. Long day, huh? But what's the last thing we do on the 4th of July? Okay. We are in the Wenatchee National Forest. United States government presiding. So we've had to work out a little deal to have our fireworks display this year, and it's called a no-tech pyrotech display. How many of you have been to a fireworks display? Oh, come on. How many of you have been to a fireworks display? How many of you have been to a good fireworks display? We're going to use that. You're going to see one just as good, just like the one you saw. You're going to have to look up, but can't have fireworks when it's light, can you? So we're going to have to get it dark. Okay. Now, you're just going to have to sit back, stare at the stars, and watch the fireworks.